But your values are the things that are really important to you. There's certain things that you're like, whoa, this is important to me. This is a non-compromise. Okay, listen to their values. At City Point, I'm just going to read it to you. Jesus is our life. Gospel is our center. Gospel is our center. Love is our foundation. Community is our passion. Worship is our lifestyle. Faith is our response. Mission is our calling. Does anybody know what the hell I just said? Because I don't. I mean, how can you say so many words without saying anything? I have no idea. No one has any idea what they believe. Jesus is our life. Gospel is our center. Love's our foundation. Community is our passion. Worship's our lifestyle. Faith is our response. Mission is our call. I mean, what if this were a mosque? What if this were an Islamic mosque? Jesus is our life. Of course, we Muslims believe in Jesus. We don't believe he's the Son of God. But Jesus is one of our most important prophets. In fact, he's coming again. I can't be a Muslim without believing in Jesus. That's what they tell you at the door. Gospel is our center. Love is our foundation. Community is our passion. Worship is our lifestyle. Faith is our response. Mission is our calling. I mean, a Muslim could say all those things. A Catholic could certainly say all those things. A Jehovah's false witness could easily say all those things. A Mormon could easily say all these things. Boy, thank you for letting us know what your values are. What kind of a puffed up, swelling, vain garbage? It's not even a good poem if that's what it's, if it's, I don't know if it's supposed to be a poem. But let's stop and look at these. Jesus is our life. That one actually makes sense. You know, the Bible says Christ who is our life. Gospel is our center. Well, let's talk to, you know a little bit about the New Age movement, right? You ever heard about that, your center? What is it?
I don't even know what
it is. It's like, okay, well. Any experts on the occult out there? Your center is when you go to your yoga studio and you go to worship the devil with the Hindus and transcendental meditation with the Beatles and Ravi Shankar and India and everything. You know what they do? They pick a center. This is our center. Gospel is our center. That's not a biblical term. That's an occult New Age crap that they picked up from some Oprah Winfrey community church. They didn't come up with any. You could probably Google all these and find where they stole this from anyway. Gospel's our center. Love is our foundation. Community. Community's our passion. Worship is our lifestyle. Faith is our response, man. Mission. It's our calling. You know what I'm saying, bro? Dude, I'm saying mission is our calling. What does that even mean? Mission's our calling. Now, look, none of this is even grammatically correct, because if you want to talk about missions, that'd be plural. Like, you could say missions is our calling. Like, we're called to mission. No, mission is our calling. Let these sink in. Gospel is our center. Worship is our lifestyle. You live in the worship lifestyle this morning? Is the gospel your center? No, even saying the gospel is our center is already making it more normal. Because it doesn't say the gospel is our center. It's just gospel is our center.